We've asked people about it, and they don't. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. They just won't talk about it. So we will.
I guess my intuition.
I don't know anything about. Yeah,
and I think my intuition is sort of like what I was alluding to the first time, and that is, it's not that people don't want to talk about it. I think people really want to give you the facts, and I don't think they know what they are, because it is something that I don't know anybody in this town. If you were to ask me to reverse the question and say, "Tell me of." Person that you know that I could talk to that had a parent or had a relative that worked at the mill. Now that mom's correct, I mean, she is right. I know nobody that ever worked there. See, and I think that's the piece of the puzzle that's missing.
Well, I do too. Because do now I've been here a long time, and I can't tell you three people that worked in that mill
That's where I'm coming from.
But Becky's interviewing
white people too,
and they won't talk about. That's what I was fixing to say. Now most of them was white.
Really talk about it, and that's what I can't figure out is why. Like, we're not asking you to like tell us you know, we just want to know about it, because it's a big. Whenever you read anything about Roswell, they always bring up the mill. So I was like, okay, let me ask about it. Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, they're seeing, you know, they
there's some sort of like secrecy around it, and I can't. And now, you know, then it gets me really interested. I'm like, oh, what are they trying to cover up?
I would say the person who may have a paper route for you would be Leroy, the person I've already mentioned who is doing the same thing you are doing. Okay, for the sesquicentennial, and I would say his approach so far has been more so into digging into the archives that he could find. So that might give you, he may be able to give you a lead of somebody to talk to.
Police blotter or something.
I know, that's what I started, did people get killed down there? Did like bad things happen?
And let me take an educated guess. If it's going back and it is going back that far, there probably was not many blacks. If there was a black there,
we found out that the only black people that worked there were people who cleaned. There's two women, Aunt Laura worked there, and some other woman
that would make sense. See, that's what I mean by history. Aunt Laura died at 102 years old, and she's been dead over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
right.
Katie.
Daughter.
They said that those two worked there, but they cleaned up after the people.
The only blacks who could work there were
janitors. Yeah.
And they worked there, and that was it. That was the only black folks that worked there, they said.
See, by the time I was over there, able to understand life.
Well, it was, but it was lots and lots of people worked there, but they, you know, were working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you couldn't go over there at night.
Yeah, you couldn't go to the mill village at night is what we heard. I don't know, just weird stuff. I was like, all these rules about these certain people. I don't know, I never.
Oh, that was the other thing we talked about, this historic aspect. You know, they've made the mill this historic site, but does making all of these buildings historic. You're not falling asleep on me, are you?
Nearby.
I told y'all.
Zoom past her nap time.
That's right.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, we'll be done shortly.
Okay.
A couple more questions. Does this drive on the part of Roswell, the Historical Society, whatever, to make certain places historic sites, does that really mean anything to you, or you think to the black community here, you know, like this
Bullock Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or do you even know what Bullock Hall is? I mean, is that really important?